Lamb it is. So Lamb gets his second foul. Lamb gets a hand as he checks out of the ball game. Gabe Miller returns for the Wildcats. Jake Newhouse comes back in for Zeeland East. And Ike Tilden will have a one-on-one opportunity for the Chicks with 1:51 to play in this first half. Free throw by Tilden is good. Zeeland East offense so far has been a three-point basket by Tilden, a basket by Pohl, a free throw each for Ritzma and Tilden. That's it. That's the list. Tilden hits them both. 30-8 Jennison, 1:50 to go in the half. Ernston walks it slowly up court, drives around Ritzma, over to Gabe Miller, back to Ernston. Ernston to Zarowitz at the free throw line, who will leave it outside for C.J. Van Timmer. Van Timmer down the lane, and we get a collision, and Hart was trying to draw the charge, but he got there about a half step too late. He gets the block instead. So C.J. Van Timmer will shoot a 1-1 with 1:33 left. Kirk Adamosic returns. Van Timmer has 7 points here in the first half. First free throw for C.J. Nothing but net. One more upcoming. Van Timmer flips the ball in his hands, fires, left it short, put back up, and goodbye to Cabers. So 10 for Luke now. 33-8 Jennison, pressure put on by the Wildcats. The Chicks beat the press, Ritzman in the front court, 1:20 to go. 1-2-2 zone for Jennison. Ossie to Tilden. Tilden being picked up by Van Timmeren. Tilden outside to Ritzma. They swing it around right side to Newhouse. Back outside to Ritzma. Ritzma at the top of the circle tries to penetrate. Dishes off left side. Tilden will try a three out of the corner. No good. Zarowitz with the rebound for the Wildcats. Under a minute to go in the half. Long pass on the front court to Van Timmeren. Outside to Ernston. Ernston to Gabe Miller, left side, now to Van Timmeren. Pass over the top to Zarowitz. Zarowitz puts it up, and no good. Zarowitz gets his own board, though, goes right back up and puts it in. 35-8 Jennison, 30 seconds to go in the half. In the front court is Tilden. Tilden, entry pass down low to Ossig. Ossig is double. Back outside Tilden. Tilden to Newhouse. Back outside to Ritzma. Down to 15. Ossig to Kylan Barton. Barton to Tilden. Ike will try a three. It's short. Rebound is loose. Miller comes away with it. Down to 7 seconds. Down to five. And Ritzma fouls Ernston just past half court with 5 seconds remaining. Now, Jennison has outscored Zeeland East 22-5 here in the second quarter to go on top of the 13-3 that they had in the first quarter. Barton checks out. Gavin comes in. Free throws upcoming. And the first free throw good for Jake Arnson. That's his fourth point in the ball game. He'll have one more. And the second one also good for Arnson. Jennison 37, Zeeland East 8. That's right, that's the score. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Newhouse with a three-point shot, and guess what? It got blocked by Arnson at the buzzer. A dominating first half for the Jennison Wildcats in this championship game of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. At the half, it is Jenison 37, Zeeland East 8. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Now that 2014 is here, we heat up the cold winter nights with high school basketball. Check who's playing next. Just click on our sports schedule at WHTC.com.
Welcome back to Zeeland East High School, and time now for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. And it is all Jenison right now as the Wildcats lead over Zeeland East at the half, 37-8. And the defense that Jenison has employed in the first half has been, can only be described in one word, and that is suffocating. We didn't get a chance to see some of these guys play last night. We did not see Andrew Lamb at all last night in the Jenison game against West Ottawa. But the 7-1 senior has had a couple of baskets. Then you have Zan Zarowitz, who goes about 6'10". He's a junior. And between those two guys, they have not only scored 10 points between them, but they have caused numerous bad shots and bad passes simply because of that long reach of theirs, and it has just been an adventure for Zeeland East to try to get into any sort of offensive flow. Taking a look at the scoring for the Chicks, only three players have scored. Ike Tillen has a three-point basket and two free throws for 5 points. Noah Pohl has a layup for 2 points. Ben Ritzma has a free throw for a single point. That's it for the Chicks in terms of their scoring, for a total of 8 points. For the Jenison Wildcats, Luke DeCavers has 10 points on four baskets and a couple of free throws. C.J. Van Timmeren has a three-point basket to go along with a dunk and three free throws. Zarowitz has three baskets for 6 points. Jake Arnson has a three-point basket and a pair of three throws for 5 points. Andrew Lamb has two baskets for 4 points. Pat Leatherman has one basket for 2 points, and Marcus Connolly has one basket for 2 points, and that gives you 37 for the Jenison Wildcats. So the Wildcats definitely in control. And one thing to keep an eye on, and we haven't had this, I don't believe, yet in any of our high school basketball games, but there is a distinct possibility we could see this in the second half. And this is a rule change they put in. For a number of years, we've had the running clock in football, where if a team gets ahead by 35 points in the second half, they will employ a running clock. And now they have extended that into basketball as well. If Jenison should extend its lead to 40 points or more in the second half, we will go to a running clock situation. So that's something we might want to keep an eye on. And the way the Wildcats are playing, that is a very, very strong possibility, with the Wildcats leading it by a score of 37-8. In the consolation game earlier, it was West Ottawa defeating Plainwell by a score of 55-44. So the Panthers even their season record at 2-2. The Panthers were led by Jared McNitt with 12 points. He had 10 of them in the fourth quarter, as West Ottawa was able to pull away after Plainwell did make a late run. West Ottawa led virtually the entire ball game. I think Plainwell led once at 2-0, but that was it as far as the Trojans were concerned, as they went down to their fourth consecutive loss. Houston Bedford added 11 points and probably a double-digit number of rebounds for the Panthers. And Caleb McNitt had 9, and Jonnell Williams had 8. So Steve Windemuller got very balanced scoring in that consolation game earlier, as the Panthers were able to defeat Plainwell. In another tournament game over at DeVos Fieldhouse, Holland High defeated Stevensville Lakeshore 55-39. So the Dutch will move into the championship game of that tournament. They'll play at 4 o'clock tomorrow at DeVos. They will play either Mount Pleasant or Caledonia. We don't have a score on that game. That game was to have gotten underway at 7 o'clock, and hopefully we will have a result on that game before we go off the air here. But that game will then, that the Holland game against either Mount Pleasant or Caledonia, will then be followed later by Hope College basketball, as the Flying Dutchman take on Edgewood College of Wisconsin in a non-conference matchup. It's the last non-conference game for the Dutchmen before they start MIAA play next week. And you can hear all the action right here on 92.7 The Band of Hope College Basketball with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince tomorrow night, beginning at 6:40 on 92.7 The Band. We're going to send it back to the studio for another two-minute break, and when we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's game. Again, 37-8 Jenison. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Back here at Zeeland East High School, just about ready to get the second half underway between the Chicks and the Jenison Wildcats, and Jenison firmly in control. They lead it by a score of 37-8. The Chicks will send out Kylan Barton, Josh Hart, Ike Tilden, Ben Ritzma, and Noah Pohl to start the second half. And we don't know who David Kuhl will send out for the Wildcats. Our next high school basketball broadcast Tuesday night at West Ottawa as the Panthers take on Muskegon Catholic Central. We'll be on the air beginning at 6:40, and then we'll be right back here at Zeeland East next Friday as the Chicks take on Hudsonville Unity Christian. Chicks will have the basketball. They'll work right to left as we start the second half. And Jenison will send the same five who started the ball game: Bethke, Arnston, Van Timmeren, Leatherman, and DeCavers. And driving the left side is number 42. That would be Ossink, or rather Tilden, and Tilden got fouled. Mike Tilden will shoot two at the line. He made two late in the first half. He has 5 points in the ball game. And Ike makes the first. Ike started a lot as a sophomore last year. One more free throw. Tilden fires, and he's 4 for 4. So the Chicks break into double figures with 7:47 to play in the third. Van Timmeren over to Brett Bethke into the front court. Luke DeCavers has it right of the lane, working against Hart. DeCavers leaves it outside for Arnston. Arnston to DeCavers at the top of the circle. Now to Bethke left side. Bethke won't shoot. Now DeCavers with it. He draws a triple team, but DeCavers fights through it, and he draws the foul. DeCavers stepped back, then came back through, and he drew the contact. Kylan Barton's going to get the foul. His second. So Luke DeCavers, who had 10 in the first half, will go to the line. And Luke has struggled a little bit at the stripe. His first free throw hits the back of the iron. He's 2 for 5 from the line. Second one for Luke is good. That's 11 for him. Jenison 38, Zeeland East 10. Kylan Barton comes to work for the Chicks. Over to Pohl left side. Noah's open for a three left side. No good. Leatherman with a rebound for Jenison. Leatherman weaves his way through traffic. Up ahead to Bethke. Into the front court to DeCavers. Now, Chicks are starting to swarm to the basketball. Now, they're playing hard despite being the lopsided score. Here's a drive to the basket by Van Timmeren. No good. And Van Timmeren went flying along with Josh Hart. And Hart's going to get the bottom end of it. He's going to get his third foul. C.J. Van Timmeren with 8 points. He had 11 last night. C.J.'s first free throw, swish. One more free throw. Van Timmeren fires, left it short, and Hart with the rebound. 39-10, Jenison, 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Hart to Ritzma in the front court, back outside to Tilden. Now to Barton, Kylan for three, it's short, and the rebound to Arnston. Back come the Wildcats. Long pass in front court to Van Timmeren, and Leatherman fills the lane, gets the feed from Van Timmeren, and he puts it in. Beautiful fast break by Jenison. 41-10. Here's Pohl working baseline. Works right into a double team outside to Hart. Airmails it over to Tilden. Tilden puts it on the floor against Van Timmeren. Tilden, pass, tipped away. Decavers has a steal. 3-on-2 for Jennison. Van Timmeren left side, and Van Timmeren was thinking about going up, up, and away again, but Ike Tilden reached in and committed the foul. And Tilden just picked up his third, so Hart and Tilden each with three fouls. Van Timmeren back at the line. First free throw for CJ is good. Zach Gebben comes in for the Chicks. Tilden will sit. 42-10 now. Second free throw upcoming on its way, and Van Timmeren got them both. 43-10 Jennison. Pole with it in the front court for the Chicks. Loses the basketball. Taken away by Leatherman. He's got Arnston ahead of him. Arnston, layup is good. And we're not far away from a running clock here, folks. 45-10. Barton, bounce pass, knocked out of bounds. Actually kicked out of bounds by Decavers.
CJ's on the ball. Let it go, corner front.
Now, Zeeland West is playing Coopersville tonight. Granville and Howland Christian. Those are some of the other games going on in our area. And we do have an update on the Tri-Unity Saugatuck game. 34-26 Tri-Unity in the lead. I believe that is a third quarter score. Here's another steal by Jennison, breaking it on the left side as Arnston missed it underneath. And the rebound by Gavin, and Van Timmeren fouled him. That was an easy one. Foul on Van Timmeren, his first. So the Chicks with the basketball, 5:38 to go in the third. Noah Pohl brings it up against Brett Bethke. Gets a screen from Hart. Pass tipped away, but it comes to Gavin. Gavin will baseline. Back outside to Hart. Hart's pass intercepted. Here comes Arnston. Arnston to Decavers. Decavers right side, drives to the basket, and Decavers is going to get called for a forearm. He just pushed Josh Hart out of the way as he was driving to the basket. He got the offensive foul. That's Decavers' second. Osink and Nyberg will come in for the Chicks. Inbounds pass comes to Ben Ritzma. 5:15 to go in the third. Zach Gavin with the basketball. Bethke comes out on him. Gavin. And we're going to get a reach in on Bethke. Oh, hold on here. Arnston got the personal foul. I have no idea what he did. He was back at the top of the zone there. Inbounds pass. Osick has it. Osick, cross-court feed, intercepted by Leatherman. Leatherman's got a breakaway, and he is going to... He was thinking of dunking it, and he just kind of let it go at the top and just dropped it in. And he gets a whack across the shoulders from Van Timmeren. This is getting ridiculous. 47-10, Jennison. Here's Nyberg. Nyberg looks for a cutter. Tipped away. Comes back to Nyberg. Jennison is everywhere on defense. Here's a three on the way by Nyberg. He got it to go in, but I think we had a foul beforehand. Arnston got called for the foul. The foul occurred before the shot. And as if Zeeland East needed anything else, Jennison just took the first unit out and brought in the giant unit. Yep, they brought in Lamb, Zarowitz is in, also Miller, Schultz, and Connolly. Inbound to Osink. Now to Nyberg. Nyberg will try a three from the top. It's short. Tip, batted around, and out of bounds, and East will keep it.
Rotate over.
4:30 to go in the third quarter.
Let it in there, Mark. Turn. Let it in there, Mark. AJ.
Newhouse inbounds it to Osing. Back outside Nyberg. Seth will try a three. No good. Long rebound chased down by Connolly. Here come the Wildcats. Connolly, left side, floater in the lane. Up, no good. Newhouse with the rebound. Back comes Zach Gibbon the other way for the Chicks. Kylan Barton being guarded closely by Kyle Schultz, or rather Evan Schultz. A pass underneath. And first and 10. Nyberg was tied up underneath by Miller and Lamb. Possession arrow, Jennison. Inbounds comes to Evan Schultz. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Schultz pull-up jumper from 15, left it short. Newhouse has the rebound, hands it off to Gavin. Back come the Chicks. Newhouse has it in the front court. He's got Schultz chasing him. Schultz nearly took it away. It's loose in the back court. And we're going to get a foul called. Connolly's going to get a foul called as he and Newhouse are both going for the basketball. .343 to play in the third quarter. Nyberg to Newhouse to Gavin. Gavin between the rings. Now to Barton. He has not scored tonight after scoring 19 last night. Barton puts up an 8-foot runner. No good. Zarowitz with the rebound for Jennison. Ahead to Schultz. Long pass in the front court to Miller. Back outside to Schultz. Schultz thought about a three. Nearly traveled with it. Now he'll back it out. Schultz dribbles it off his leg into the back court. That's going to be over and back. Musin will come in for the Chicks. And Newhouse will have a seat. 3:14 left, third quarter. Barton with it in the front court for the Chicks. Barton puts a crossover move in the corner now to Musin. Back outside to Gavin. Now to Barton. Kylan for a three right side. No good. And that was a little bit short. Here's a long pass ahead to Connolly, and the pass too tall for him, out of bounds. Inbounds pass comes to Gavin. Chicks with the basketball. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Chicks do not have a field goal in this period. The only points have come on free throws by Tilden. Here's a pass to Osink. Outside, a three on the way. In and out for Gavin. That was halfway down and popped out. Chicks can't buy a break, even if it's on sale. Here's Schultz with it. Schultz in the corner now to Connolly. Connolly back outside to Zarowitz. They run a little high-low to Lamb. Lamb right of the lane. Back outside. Here's a three by Miller. No good. Connolly chases down the rebound. Outside Schultz. And he'll reset. Schultz to Lamb. Miller back to Zarowitz at the top. They want to try to get Lamb down low, but there's two guys waiting for him. Schultz. Schultz tries to drive down the lane. Off the window, it's good. Evan Schultz's first basket. Jennison 49, Zeeland East 10. 1:45 left, third quarter. Gavin in the front court has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Jennison basketball. Ike Tilden and Devin Butler back in for Coach Cochran. Inbounds comes to Tilden. Tilden's been the high scorer. He has 7 of the 10 Chicks points. Butler with it on the left side. Butler double teamed in the corner, and we're going to get a timeout, it looks like. It's going to be a 30. And the Jennison fans clap their hands, and they're going to make it a full timeout. 1:32 left to go. Let's take a 60, Holly Rose. It's 49-10 Jennison. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Well, Zielini's had the basketball, but Schultz tried to steal the basketball, and the ball went out of bounds. It'll be Zielini's ball again. 49-10 is the score, and in what has been just one of the most suffocating defensive performances I can ever recall by any high school boys team. Here's a foul on, as Tilden was driving on along the baseline. That's going to be on the official initially whistled the foul on 42, and that would be Till, and Till is the guy who's going to be shooting the free throws. It's going to be Zarowitz on the personal. It does put Jennison over the limit, so Ike Tilden will shoot a 1-1. 1:17 to go in the third. Tilden's free throw is good, so that's 8 for Ike. Tilden has one more. And that one's good. 49-12, Jennison. 1:10 to play in the third. With it in the front court. Ischel's pass underneath to Zarowitz, and Zarowitz puts it up and in. So Zarowitz with 8 now. 51-12. And under a minute to play in the third quarter. Tilden dishes off left side to Devin Butler. Butler puts up a 3, no good. Here come the Wildcats the other way. Schultz pushes it up. Schultz down the lane to the basket. Puts it up, no good. Lamb had the rebound momentarily. It's loose on the floor, and Butler comes away with it. Here comes Tilden with it. Tilden in the front court, dishes off to Butler. Butler doubled in the corner on the left side, has to get rid of it. Ball tapped away by Connolly out of bounds. It'll stay Chicks basketball. Down to 28 seconds in the quarter. Long inbounds comes to Tilden over to Seth Nyberg, who's now in the ball game. Nyberg. Now to Butler. They swing it around. Nyberg will try a 3 right side. No good. Long rebound. And did Butler get over there to save it? He did. He saved it and knocked it off Connolly out of bounds. So the Chicks will maintain possession with 8.5 seconds left. Butler, long inbounds, nearly intercepted by Connolly. Nyberg, pull-up jumper from 15, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Tilden. Musin to beat the clock at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. And it is Jennison 51, Zeeland East 12, as we head into the final 8 minutes. Let's take another 60-second break, Holly Rose. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Zeeland East with the basketball as we start the fourth quarter, and Jennison's got their starters back in, and the Chicks do likewise. Actually, everyone except Dan Pohanko, who just checked in for the first time for the Chicks. Kylan Barton with it at the top of the circle, leaves it outside for Pohanka. Now to Ritzma. Ben Ritzma gets a screen from Barton. Ritzma drives toward the basket, puts it up out the window, and it's good. Ritzma with his first basket of the ball game, and for the Chicks, that is just their third field goal of the entire game. No, I'm not kidding. 51-14 Jennison, 7:23 left. C.J. Van Timmeren on the left side with it. Bounce pass over to DeCavers. DeCavers spinning in the lane to the basket. Puts it up and in. 53-14. Now, again, if it's a 40-point difference now in the second half, we'll have the running clock. Jennison's almost there right now. Ritzma bounce pass to Hart. Outside to Barton. Van Timmeren closes out on him. Barton tries to drive. 8-foot fadeaway. It's good. First basket of the game for Kylan Barton. 53-16. Brett Bethke takes it into the front court for Jennison. Over to Van Timmeren. Air mails it, and Van Timmeren threw that one to no one in particular. He was intending that for Arnston, but Arnston had vacated the spot, and the ball just kind of sailed out of bounds. Noah Pohl brings it up for the Chicks. Pohl in the lane, puts a shot off the back of the iron. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Pohanka. Pohanka will try a 3. That's no good. And Van Timmeren has the rebound. And CJ will dribble it out himself. Van Timmeren leaves it for DeCavers. Luke missed the layup. Rebound by Hart. Back come the Chicks the other way. Pohl drives to the basket. Shot up. Rattles around and it drops. Well, all of a sudden, the Chicks are finding the offense here. They've scored 6 points in the first 2 minutes of this quarter after scoring 12 in the first three quarters alone. Bethke driving toward the basket is fouled. That's on Pohl. That's three on him. Inbounds pass comes to Leatherman, and Leatherman has the ball slapped off his knee by Pohl, and it went out of bounds, and it's going to be off Leatherman, so the Chicks will get it back. Yeah, Zealand East scored 12 points in the first three quarters. They have six here in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Go figure. 53-18. Pohl with it between the circles. Over to Barton. Barton puts it on the floor. Back outside. Ritzma for a three. No good. Bethke with the rebound for Jennison. And five subs getting ready to check in at the scorer's table for the Wildcats. Here's Leatherman right side. He'll put up a three off the back of the iron. Pohl with the rebound. Long pass ahead to Barton, who'll hand it off to Ritzma. Ritzma drives, has the ball taken away by Arnston. Jennison comes out 2-on-1. Arnston, Van Timmeren fills the lane, and CJ's got a layup. And we're going to get a timeout. I presume to get the five new guys in, we will. 55-18 Jennison. Let's pick up who the new guys are.
Trevor Tenbrinka Jr. is in for the first time. Evan Schultz is back in. We've seen him before. Josh Perkey, a junior. Sean Keeney, a senior. And let's see. Am I missing anybody? Oh, I'm forgetting Mike Persak, who's now in the ball game. He's a junior. Schultz nearly takes the ball away from Pohl. The ball's loose on the deck. Bodies flying everywhere, and coming away with it is Tenbrink. Tenbrink ahead to Keeney. 55-18 Jennison. Under 5 minutes to go. Putting it on the floor is Tenbrink. Tenbrink dishes off right side to Schultz for a three. No good. And the rebound to Ritzma. Ritzma will bring it up. Ritzma. Crossover move. Drives down the lane. Puts the shot up and good. So the Chicks now have 20, down to 55-20 with 4:28 left. Here's Tenbrink dishing off right side to Schultz. Schultz with an 8-footer. No good. Bohanka with the rebound. Bohanka long pass into the front court to Ritzma. Ritzma to Pohl filling the lane. Shot no good. That was altered by Persak. Rebound battle for the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Jennison basketball. Gebbett and Butler come back in for the Chicks.
Hey, punch shot.
Bringing it up is Trevor Tenbrink. He's a junior.
Just past half court.
Tenbrink over to Schultz. Schultz puts it on the floor near the top of the circle. And now Keeney is called for a travel on the right side.
.359 to play. We'll have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital post-game show after this is over. We'll do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game as well. You'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza. And we get a carrying violation on Zach Gebbett of the Chicks. Now, Jennison's going to be an awfully tough out this year, I think, with that size and that athleticism. I think David Cool's assembled himself a pretty good basketball team. Perkey outside to Schultz. Schultz bounce pass, knocked away but retrieved. Keeney has it now on the left side, back outside to Schultz. Schultz splits the defense, dishes off right side. Perkey with a shot off the window, it's good. So Josh Perkey in the book.
57-20 Jennison, 3:15 to play. Bohanka with it in the front court for the Chicks. Down low to Hart. Hart works baseline underneath, puts the shot up, and it's good. Josh Hart, his first basket. 57-22, and we're going to get a charging foul called. Hart went down hard after taking the contact from Persak.
Ossink into the ball game for the Chicks, along with Butler. And Newhouse, I believe, is also in the contest as well. Under 3 minutes to play, Newhouse has got the basketball on the right side over to Butler. Butler puts it on the floor to Gevin, left corner. Gevin back outside to Newhouse. Ball tipped, out of bounds, and it should stay Zielinese ball. It does. Pohanka to inbound it. Pass comes outside to Jake Newhouse. Newhouse over to Gevin. Now left side, Butler. Butler puts a move on, and we're gonna get a foul called on Berkey, a hand check. That's 19 fouls on Jennison, so we're gonna have some free throws from Devin Butler. 1-1 for Butler. 2:38 left to play. You know, the only question about the outcome of this game is what the final score is going to be. Butler makes the first. He will have one more. And Devin hit him both. So Zeeland East has now matched its entire scoring output from the first three quarters here in the fourth quarter. 12 points in the first three quarters and 12 points here in the fourth. And here's a steal by Bohanka. 57-24, long pass ahead to Butler. Butler breaking in toward the basket, has got a layup. 57-26 now. Tenbrink brings it up. Newhouse picks him up just past half court. Tenbrink over to Schultz, and Schultz loses the ball out of bounds. Bringing it up is Zach Gavin for East as we tick down toward 2 minutes to play in this ball game. Gavin just passed half court over to Butler. And we're going to get another reach in on Perky. So Butler will go back to the line, and this is going to be a two-shot foul because that's team foul number 10 on Jennison. Butler's first free throw, no good. So one more free throw coming up here. Butler's second one, a line drive, no good, and we get a foul. And we're going to go the other way. Adam Austin got the personal, his first. Only the five team fouls on Zielinese, so no free throws for Jennison. Away from Schultz, but Schultz chases it down. Schultz on the dribble, leads it back outside for Tenbrink. Tenbrink down the lane, puts it up, no good. Osnick with a rebound. Ahead to Gavin, 1:40 left to go. 57-26 Jennison. Butler leaves it for Pohanka. Pohanka has the ball nearly tapped away by Keeney. Osnick right side, cross court feed. Gavin for a three left corner, no good. Butler with the offensive board. And he loses it to Keeney. Keeney one-on-one with Pohanka. Keeney drives right side of the basket, puts it up and in. So Sean Keeney with his first basket, the senior. 59-26, nearly a minute to go. Gavin bounce pass left side, Pohanka. Dan will try a three. It's short. Rebound Schultz. Here comes Jennison, three on two. Keeney left side, drives to the basket. He's got himself a layup. ...61-26 Jennison, 45 seconds to go. Gavin into the front court to Butler. Butler to Newhouse at the top of the circle. Newhouse over to Pohanka. Pohanka will try and penetrate. Dishes off right side. Here's a three on the way, and it's good for Zach Gavin. That's his first basket of the ball game. 61-29, down to 20 seconds, and Tenbrink should be able to dribble it out. Over to Schultz, down to 15. Now to Keeney, as they weave on the outside, down to 10. Schultz with it now, down to 6. Keeney again, down to 4, and that's going to do it. The Jennison Wildcats are going to win the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament in very impressive fashion in a game that was not even as close as what the final score indicated. The Wildcats win it. Jenison 61, Zeeland East 29. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. We'll see if we get the all-tournament team. And, of course, we'll go over some of the numbers from the game as well. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And the introduction of the all-tournament team and the presentation of the tournament trophy, David Kuhl gets a handshake from Tim Ritzman, the athletic director at Zeeland East. And the Jenison Wildcats, with a dominating performance tonight, defeat Zeeland East by a score of 61-29. This is the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. And Jenison just jumped on Zeeland East early, jumped out to a 13-3 lead after one quarter, and then extended it to 37-8 at the halftime break. And, well, it was just a case of too much size for the Wildcats. Jenison had a starting lineup with a couple of 6'5 guys. But then they came in off the bench with a 6'8 guy in Sam Zarowitz and a 7'1 guy in Andrew Lamb. And defensively, they just made things absolutely impossible for Zeeland East. They could not get a shot off anywhere near the basket, and the passes were forced over the top to get it over those long arms, and that led for a lot of steals and a lot of knockaways as well. And Jenison just really could not completely took Zeeland East out of its game tonight in going on to the victory. It was 51-12 after three quarters, and then the only reason Zeeland East was able to get some points on the board in the fourth quarter was Jenison went to its third unit. And Zeeland East was able to get some points that way and make the score 61-29. So the Wildcats go to 5-1 on the season. And let me tell you, son, they're going to be a very, very tough opponent when they get into conference play. And very, very tough. Zeeland East drops to 1-4 in the season with the loss tonight. We're gonna send it back to the studio for one final break and then come back with to wrap up our post-game show and do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show here from Zeeland East. 61-29, Jenison wins it over the Chicks as Zeeland East falls to 1-4 in the season. The all-tournament team, just announced a little bit ago, from West Ottawa, Jared McNitt and Houston Bedford were named to the team from the Panthers. Houston and McNitt also had real solid games in the consolation game. McNitt had 12 and Bedford had 11 as West Ottawa defeated Plainwell by a score of 55-44. Carter Yaw of Plainwell was also named to the all-tournament team. Rounding out the rest of the team for Zeeland East, Kylan Barton, who had 19 points in last night's ball game against Plainwell. And then finally for Jenison, C.J. Van Timmeren and the tournament MVP, the guy we told you about at the top of each night's broadcast, Luke DeCavers, the 6'5" senior all-star state candidate, and DeCavers was named the tournament MVP. Couple of finals to tell you about in the tournament over at DeVos Fieldhouse. Holland defeated Stevensville Lakeshore tonight 55-39. The Dutch will play either Caledonia or Mount Pleasant tomorrow. We don't have the score on that other contest. That'll be at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at DeVos, and that'll precede the Hope College game between the Flying Dutchman and Edgewood College of Wisconsin, a game that will carry on 92.7 the Van beginning at 6:40. One other final that's just in from from the Cornerstone University Holiday Tournament. Saugatuck went up to Grand Rapids. They had a big win against East Grand Rapids the other night. And they gave Tri-Unity Christian, the traditionally the number one ranked team in Class D, all they could handle tonight. But in the end, the defenders prevailed over the Indians. The final, Tri-Unity 50 and Saugatuck 45. So Coach Tom Kazin's Indians suffered their first loss after a 4-0 start. So those were a couple of the other results that we had in high school basketball this evening. Time now to do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. I think we're going to give that award to the young man that we told you about. Luke DeCavers of Jenison had 13 points tonight and was just controlled everything for this Jenison ball club. He's the guy that makes everything go, and he's certainly a special ball player, and he's going to do a lot of really good things for David Cool over the course of the rest of this season. Taking a look at the scoring in the contest for the Zealandese Chicks, who fall to 1-4. Ike Tillen had one basket, that being a three-pointer, and six free throws for 9 points. Ben Ritzman had two baskets and a free throw for 5. Devin Butler, a basket and two free throws for 4 points. Noah Pohl, two baskets for 4 points. Zach Gebben, a three-point basket for 3. And Josh Hart, one basket for 2. And that adds up to 29 for the Chicks. For Jenison, C.J. Van Timmeren and Luke DeCavers led the way with 13 points each. DeCavers had five baskets and 3 free throws. Van Timmeren had 6 baskets, one of those a thunderous dunk, and also had a 3-point basket as well. Sam Zarowitz, the 6'8 junior, had 8 points in the ball game. Jake Arnston had 7. Andrew Lamb, the 7-1 senior, came off the bench to score a couple of baskets for 4 points. Sean Keeney, 2 baskets for 4 points. Pat Leatherman had 6. Evan Schultz had a basket for 2. Josh Berkey, a basket for 2. And Marcus Connolly, a basket for 2. And that adds up to a final of 61 for the Jenison Wildcats. We mentioned about Luke DeCavers being our player of the game. Be the first person to text player to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill for great food and good times. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be coming up Tuesday at West Ottawa as the Panthers host Muskegon Catholic Central. We'll be on the air beginning at 6:40 with our pregame show. We'd like to thank a lot of people who made our broadcast possible, not only tonight, but also last night as we did 4 games in 2 days. Thanks to Tim Ritzman, the athletic director at Zeeland East, along with his assistant Pat DeWitt. Many thanks to our friend Holly Rose back at the studio. She's been busy all night tonight and working both games and doing a great job. And, of course, last night we had Diane Costin and Lindsay Michaels working the board as well. And, as always, we'd like to thank our supporters who support our high school sports broadcast with their advertising dollars. That's going to do it here from Zeeland East High School for our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Jenison Wildcats 61, the Zeeland East Chicks 29.